How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I am here. And what can I tell you? Thursday night. Thank God it's Thursday. No, I'll be here Friday night, tomorrow night. But Monday night, I'm off. I'm going to take off because of the weekend, the long weekend, and the holiday, Veterans Day. But tomorrow night, we'll talk a little bit about various things, including how our veterans have been betrayed right from the beginning of all of these foreign adventurist world wars and brush fire wars and so forth. I'm sure we'll get into that. In a few moments here, we're going to welcome back to these microphones Gordon Klingenschmidt, the chaplain, who, of course, has been here several times, who, as you know, been fighting the battle and won the battle for young chaplains today or older chaplains to be able to pray in the name of Jesus in public. Well, he's going to join us any moment on some news, of course, and things happening. As you probably know, late yesterday, the House gave in to the homosexual ADL lobbies and passed the ENDA bill, Employment Non-Discrimination Act, which Ted Pike and all of the so-called Christian evangelicals who copped out on the hate crimes bill were opposed to. So it's going to have to go to the Senate and then be passed, undoubtedly, by all of the lackeys there. And then Mr. Bush claims he will veto the bill. That's one thing that I'd like to get into with Gordon when he comes on the show, which should be momentarily, in a few moments, among other things. And some of the battles fought on the state levels across the terrain here in Pennsylvania, there is a war going on over freedom of speech, freedom of religion, to pray in Jesus' name. There have been some victories in various states, including Indiana and Ohio. We'll talk about that as well. But let me just say hello to him right now. Hello, Mr. Klingenschmidt, chaplain. Good afternoon, good evening, and good day.
Yes, sir. God bless you, Rick Adams, and your audience in Jesus' name.
Oh, my. Amen. Amen.
Can I say that here?
You can say it anywhere, as far as I'm concerned, and I will fight till the death for your right to say it. How's that?
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be on your show. And, yes, we have great victories to declare, but you're right. For a season, the name of Jesus was deemed illegal on the floor of the Indiana House, the floor of the Ohio House. Chaplains invited could not pray in Jesus' name in those settings until, the good news this month.
Well, I want to get into some of the good news when we come back, and I want people to know that we will have you on the program here for as long as we have calls in this first hour. I promised you a half hour, but we'll go the full hour if people are interested and care enough, which I know they do, about what's going on, and get into the act and join us in our discussion and also the discussion around the ENDA bill passing the House of Representatives just yesterday. So there's a lot going on, and the war for our freedom, for our soul, if you will, is really picking up steam in the legislative body as well as the executive. So we have some major problems in our country, major crises, and only, I believe, by getting on our knees and praying in Jesus' name are we going to begin to turn that around substantially. Amen.
Yes,
all right, we'll be back with Chaplain Klingenschmidt right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. Join us at 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Okay, we are back, and before I begin with the chaplain, I should mention, before I forget, that our guest occasionally and a friend who comes on, Gene Smith, the BibleTruthMan.com, he will be starting his own shortwave broadcast tomorrow night, Friday nights, every Friday at 8 p.m., I believe, Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time on 5070, the frequency, as far as I know. So I just wanted to let you know that. And now we have Chaplain Klingenschmidt here. And, well, I mentioned to the audience when it first became known, these couple of victories that we've had for free speech and religious liberty in our country, in New Jersey, Indiana, and we have seen it in Ohio as well, haven't we? And tell us a little bit about what happened and what was the cause of the problem.
You're absolutely right. Those were two battleground states all summer long. Nobody in the Indiana legislature, nobody in the Ohio legislature was allowed to pray in Jesus' name. You know, sometimes they have a guest chaplain come in and open the legislative session with prayer. Uh-huh. But particularly in Indiana, there was a federal lawsuit when the ACLU found a couple of professional complainers who did not like hearing prayers in Jesus' name. And so they filed a lawsuit last year. A federal judge literally banned the name of Jesus Christ from prayer. He issued an injunction. He said, you're allowed to have prayer, but if you mention the name of Christ, then you're endorsing a sectarian belief, and that is banned. he believed under the Constitution. So all summer long, all year long, that ban was in place until last week when the appeals court, Seventh Circuit, three-judge panel, overruled the bad ruling by the federal judge. Now they have freed again all chaplains to pray in Jesus' name on the floor of the Indiana legislature. There were amicus briefs filed by Judge Roy Moore and Matt Staver, both good pro-family attorneys who fought and helped win a battle for prayer in Jesus' name in Indiana.
You know, I don't understand, first of all, why would some federal judge stick his nose into a domestic sovereign state issue like free speech in the legislature, in the halls of the legislature, and why would he be the arbiter? Was somebody compelling, the leadership of the legislature compelling people to pray in Jesus' name, or was it that they weren't doing anything, but if people got up and decided on their own they wanted to, they could do so until somebody made the decision to prohibit it? Was it the latter or the former?
Well, they were certainly not compelling anybody to pray in Jesus' name. They were just respecting the tradition for the last 189 years in the Indiana legislature to allow freedom of speech and freedom of religion. If guest chaplains wanted to pray in Jesus' name, they could. If they wanted to pray a Jewish prayer or a Muslim prayer, they were invited to do that too. But no, this federal judge only punished the Christian prayers. His injunction specifically only banned the name of Jesus Christ. And so that's part of the reason I think his ruling was thrown out by the appeals court. He was obviously a liberal judge, obviously anti-Jesus.
Do we have the name of that judge, by the way? Do you know his name?
I don't have it. I could probably look it up while we're online here.
I'd be curious to know. But here we have, once again, a judge arbitrarily and capriciously making a decision to interfere in the sovereign affairs of the legislature to no effect, no constitutional basis to do so. In fact, what he's doing is actually violating the prohibition against, censoring free speech and free expression on the part of the people who are elected officials. So, I mean, it's just, talk about topsy-turvy, stand the law on its head. This has to be one of the great outrages of our time.
Well, we had a couple of courageous speakers there in Indiana. First of all, Speaker Bosma, who was the Republican who, defended that lawsuit. And then he was a Republican, and then the more recent speaker, after the House changed hands, the Democrat speaker, continued to defend that lawsuit and continued to fight for religious liberty. Both parties, in a bipartisan effort, wanted to allow prayers in Jesus' name. And so that was a great victory. Finally, liberty was restored, and now I don't know what's going to happen here. On the 20th of November, they're going to open their first session of the season here in prayer. And we don't know if the new Democrat speaker is going to invite somebody to pray in Jesus' name. I've put my name in the hopper, and I hope at some time in the next year I'll be sponsored to pray in Jesus' name in the Indiana House.
We will see. Now, also, the other state that, of course, was under siege was Ohio and their legislature. And tell us a little bit about what happened there.
Well, that was also a big fight, but it was not a court battle. This was a public relations battle. And we mobilized, tell you first what happened. Last spring, there was a Christian chaplain invited to pray on the floor of the Ohio House, and he prayed in Jesus' name. Well, the minority leader, Democrat Chris Redfern, walked off in protest. He was easily offended at the name of Jesus. He specifically wanted the name of Jesus banned from future prayers, and so he and all the Democrats petitioned the Speaker of the House, who was a Republican, and he, for a season, banned the name of Jesus Christ from prayers on the floor of the Ohio State House. All summer long, there was a temporary ban in place that stopped Christian chaplains from praying in Jesus' name on the floor of the Ohio legislature. Well, when that ban was enacted, it caused an outrage among the pastors in Ohio. They did not want their prayers censored. They wanted equal opportunity to pray in Jesus' name. And so there was sort of a backlash. Well, I also stirred up a little bit of trouble. You have to forgive me because I wrote articles in WorldNet Daily, and I got on Janet Folger's radio show and your radio show, and We helped get a lot of American people to call the Ohio legislature, including Chris Long of Ohio Christian Alliance, formerly Christian Coalition of Ohio, and they particularly lobbied the Speaker of the House, John Husted, the Republican. Finally, he caved in to public pressure, and he reversed his temporary ban on prayers to Jesus. So now, thanks be to God, that ban has been lifted, and Ohio chaplains are free again to pray in Jesus' name on the floor of the Ohio House.
And by the way, before we get on to Pennsylvania, you were here the last time talking about the crisis there in Florida at the hospital in question, and that too has had some interesting turns in the road, hasn't it?
Yes. In fact, you remember hospital chaplain Danny Harvey was fired for praying in Jesus' name as a hospital chaplain after 8 years working at the Leesburg Regional Medical Center. Mm-hmm. They gave him a written order. If you don't stop praying in Jesus' name, you will be terminated. Well, he said, I don't know how to not pray in Jesus' name. I can't compromise my faith. And so they did fire him based on that religious discrimination. Well, 1,200 people from 30 churches rallied on the steps of City Hall and marched around the hospital in silent protest in defense of the chaplain. And the CEO of the hospital resigned in the face of public scandal. But now we're still petitioning. The board of directors has not yet reinstated Chaplain Danny Harvey, trying to get his job back. So we're launching a brand new petition drive on our website, PrayInJesusName.org, to ask the hospital to reinstate Chaplain Danny Harvey. Again, you can sign that petition at PrayInJesusName.org.
Excellent, excellent. Now, what's happening in Pennsylvania these days?
Well, you know, there's some leftist groups like the ACLU and Americans United for the Abolition of the Church with the State Sword. You know, these atheist groups go around the country suing people, and so that's what's starting to happen in Pennsylvania. Americans United has sent threatening letters to four state senators in the state of Pennsylvania demanding that they stop letting chaplains pray in Jesus' name. And they're threatening some kind of legal action. You know, it's all very subdued the way that they, you know, craft their letters to make it, you know, kind of a sneaky kind of a threat of a lawsuit if they don't ban prayers in Jesus' name. Well, now the Pennsylvania legislature is considering whether or not to, you know, cave into their legal demands. And I imagine in the next couple of weeks here, we're going to have some kind of decision from probably the Lieutenant Governor, Catherine Knoll. And I have her phone number. If people want to get out of pen in a few minutes, we can have some of your listeners call these Pennsylvania senators.
By all means. In the state of William Penn, no less, huh? What would he have to say about this?
Well, I'm sure he's an advocate of religious liberty. All of our founding fathers, you know, they gave their lives, their fortunes, their sacred honor for the cause of freedom. And that's why the very First Amendment to the Constitution not only protected freedom of speech, but freedom of religious expression. The government cannot pass a law that would ban free speech, but that's exactly what Americans United wants them to do. And so they're, you know, threatening these lawsuits. And some of these liberal judges are, you know, leaning towards granting that. You know, we saw in Indiana, thank God it was overturned, but also down in Florida and in North Carolina, we've now seen town council members cave in to the demands of AU, and they have banned the name of Jesus from legislative prayers. For example, in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and Cumberland County, North Carolina, and Osceola County in Florida, all three of those places have banned the name of Jesus Christ from public prayers during town council meetings. Why would they do that? Because they got a threatening lawsuit letter from Americans United or from the ACLU, and they don't want to defend a lawsuit. They would rather just silence the prayers.
Well, William Penn, I think, did say, he said, if men will not be ruled by God, then they will be ruled by tyrants. And it looks like today we have a tyranny that he was foretelling of, unfortunately. And it's just mind-boggling, I think, just from a secular point of view, that we should be faced with such nonsense where there is no compulsion, no demand that people have to pray or have to listen to a prayer in Jesus' name. It is a free expression, and we have come to that point in America today, and no wonder we're having all of the problems that we're having. All right, we'll be back with Chaplain Klingenschmidt 1-800-313-9443. What do you think? I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
Well, that's a testimony in itself, isn't it, Chaplain Klingenschmidt?
Yes, sir.
We have some callers, so let's go to the phones, okay? 1-800-313-9443 is our number. I want to start off here with Mike in Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Hello?
Go right ahead, Mike.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear. I can hear you. Can you hear him, Chaplain?
Yes, sir. He sounds great.
Fine. Okay. Then go right ahead. Yes.
Great. I'm probably one of the only callers who disagrees with you on this issue.
That's fine. That's what we want. We want interesting callers.
I'm a strict, separationist of church and state. Mm-hmm. And I think, as Thomas Jefferson said, we need a wall of separation between church and state. And I think when you start invoking particular religions, especially the name of Jesus, in a government body, I think that's when it crosses the line and it starts. The government, it appears that government starts endorsing a particular religion. So I would be against, invoking the name of Jesus in a the state house or the legislative body.
Would you prefer a non-sectarian kind of a prayer?
The idealist in me doesn't want any type of hire being mentioned in a government setting. However, the pragmatist realizes that that a reference to God or nature's God is viable. You know, considering the percentage of people who believe in God in this country, I would go along with that. But I think that's crossing the line. We invoke Jesus or Muhammad or whoever.
But what line are you crossing? I don't understand, because there's nothing in the Constitution that allows for the federal government to decide what states will do with regard to religion. It's not even mentioned.
Yeah, I think there's just a sentence or two in regards to it, and it just basically.
What does it say, though? What does the First Amendment to the Constitution say?
I believe it says government shall neither endorse nor.
Doesn't say that. Doesn't say endorse. The word is not used.
Something similar to that.
Either.
What it says, though, in essence, is that the Congress, not the government, but the Congress, shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Now, that's pretty clear to me. Congress cannot pass a law mandating a national religion. I think that's pretty evident even to a Philadelphia lawyer, isn't it? Would you agree, Mike?
Well, I'll ask you this. Would you have a problem invoking Muhammad's name or the Hindu Krishna God's name the day after you invoke Jesus' name?
But you're not dealing with my question first. I'll get to that, but answer my question. What does it say in the First Amendment that applies to your perceived prohibition against the religious freedom in the states?
Well, if you interpret that, which basically the Supreme Court's job is to interpret the Constitution, they have said time after time that that means the applies to the government setting. Any type of official government body shall not give an impression that they're endorsing religion, which this obviously does.
Can you cite an example of that? In what specific case did the Supreme Court make that claim?
Oh, geez, I'm not a lawyer or scholar.
Well, I'm just adding. I'm not trying to put you on the spot either. I'm just saying, because what happens is people, you know, are so easily influenced by what they hear in popular culture and by what the media use as a paraphrasing of issues, that sometimes when we get to the nitty-gritty, we find that that's not exactly what's being said at all. And with regard to separation of church and state, there is no separation of church and state in the Constitution. There is simply a prohibition on the part of the Congress of the United States to pass a law, all right, to pass a law mandating any national religion. Basically, that's what it comes down to. So Congress can't do it. Now, Congress is not the only branch of the federal government, right? So the Supreme Court has to obey that law as well, doesn't it? Where it says, nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Men wish to get up and pray in a state legislature. What authority? By what authority does the court even entertain the idea that it has jurisdiction in that matter? That's my question, you see.
Well, I mean, don't you think it's a bad idea when, you get up in public, whether it's in school, a high school football game, a state legislative body, which has nothing to do with... you know, these institutions are there to do their business, whether it be reading, writing, arithmetic, or passing laws for the state. Why do you have to come out of left field with a particular religious endorsement when there's no need for it?
I understand what you're saying, but by the same token, many times these same secular politicians are trying to pass laws which do affect the church and the affairs of the church themselves. And don't you have a problem with that?
Rick, I have a direct quote from the Supreme Court, and I'd like to ask this gentleman for his interpretation.
Go right ahead.
The Supreme Court has ruled in cases like this that the very idea of a government stepping in to say these kind of prayers are allowed and these kind of prayers are forbidden is actually an illegal establishment of a civic or neutered religion, and the government is not allowed to do that. In Lee versus Wiseman, they said if the government controls the content of the prayer, they're violating the First Amendment.
Can you both hang on? I know you can stay, Chaplain. Can you hang on a moment, Mike?
Sure.
Sure, go ahead. We'll give you a chance to respond, and we'll come back and discuss this. And Byron, you'll be next, and other callers as we continue with this hour. With our guest, Gordon James Klingenschmidt, I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energyswap.goambit.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Ambit Energy provides the same reliable service as your current provider and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more? What could you ask for? How about a free gift? Try Ambit Energy Service and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website at www.energyswap.goambit.com and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
And we are back now. And we are talking with Chaplain Klingenschmidt and our caller Mike from Illinois. And, Chaplain, you were citing the Supreme Court decision in this particular area, the Wiseman case for one, right?
That's right. Lee versus Wiseman. It says the state...
Which affected my state of Rhode Island, by the way.
Yes, yes. Well, the state cannot provide copies of guidelines for civic occasions and advise that prayer should be non-sectarian because through this means the government controls the content of a prayer, and it is a cornerstone principle of the Establishment Clause that it's no part of the business of the government to compose official prayers. So what the Supreme Court has actually ruled here is that we should have a diversity of prayer. Don't enforce one non-sectarian faith, but let all the different religions take turns, including prayers to Jesus or Muhammad or Buddha or even to an atheist God if they want to get up and say good luck.
Well, Mike, how do you respond to that?
Well, I'm not a constitutional scholar or anything, but something he did say stood out to me. He said, I believe the words were, it would, something to the effect that it would appear that the government, it just slipped my mind.
All right,
I'm not gonna get into a big legalistic
debate. No, that's okay. That's all right.
But my point is that when you go to a football game or where you're passing laws,
mm-hmm.
you know, why do you need to bring up God and personal opinion? It's kind of like, it's kind of a good example would be like, you know, if I'm a congressman and I get up and I'm arguing against this particular policy and I say, by the way, I think the color blue is the prettiest color there is, and I think we should put that in the record. And it's like, what does that have to do with anything? Why are you bringing it up? And when you bring in religion, it's even worse because it's not about a particular color. It's about people's personal, intimate beliefs that can only divide. So not only is it not neutral, it brings a negative effect. Whereas color blue is just people would shrug their shoulders.
Do you feel then that Declaration of Independence should be just discarded because of the religious nature of it, if you will, the content of it?
I would argue it's more irreligious. It just refers to, I believe it's nature's God in there.
Well, I mean, that's nature's God. That's the God of creation, the God of, the Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, no?
I would just argue that the founders made a mistake there. They bowed to their religious constituency and thought, well, people at home are going to get mad if there's no reference to God, so we got to put it in here. That's how I feel about it.
Let me just ask you one more question, and I'll let you go, because I like to be very fair with everyone. Do you feel universally this way, regardless of who's praying or who's invoking prayer? Do you feel the same way, for instance, when busloads of churches went to Washington, black churches, whatever, to lobby in the name of Dr. Martin Luther King for so-called civil rights protection? You feel they were going too far? They shouldn't have injected themselves as a church group, or not?
Yeah, that's a tough question. I'm kind of ambivalent. I'm just whatever. I mean, if it helped, you know, their cause, fine. But I don't view them. The reason why I'm so neutral on that is I don't view them as it was a one-time deal, and that was. I don't view them as a pernicious.
Well, but it isn't a one-time deal, though. They're lobbying every day with injecting religion into their leftist ideology, aren't they? Am I out of place here, a chaplain, or am I making sense here? I mean, haven't they been doing that on the left with the churches?
Well, the churches, especially on the left, since they don't worship the Most High God. I'm talking about the atheists, like ACLU or Americans United. Instead, they believe that power should be in the hands of human beings. And what the Founding Fathers said is the opposite of that, that whenever you put power in the hands exclusively of human beings, you get tyranny, because one man should not have authority over another man. Instead, all of our freedoms, the freedom to speech, the freedom to worship or not worship, they all come from a supreme being, and that's why they had to put God in the laws.
That's the Declaration of Independence, again. Yes, that our freedoms do not come from ourselves or our own humanistic secular philosophy of life, but they have a divine source. I think that's the point that we're trying to make. But anyway, I thank you for arguing the counterpoint, Mike, very much.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Yes, thanks for calling in. See, we're not like the ACLU, and we're not like the National Lawyers Guild, and we're not like any of the government judges. We don't, cut people off because of their views. And we give them a chance to express themselves. And I think he expressed himself, and we've given him that opportunity. I don't agree with him. I agree with what you've said, because, as I said, we either have to have a higher authority or we don't have any authority at all. What's to prevent, under this anti-Christ, anti-religious, if you will, I hate to use that term, but for sake of argument, what's to prevent me from imposing my personal views of what rights are over yours? Or yours over mine? Who defines rights? Where do those rights come from? Well, that's why we have the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, to tell us they don't come from within ourselves. You see, Chaplain?
That's right. If human beings gave us these rights, then human beings have the power to take them away. But if they come from God, then nobody can take them away.
That's inalienable rights, unalienable, as they say. Let's take another call from Byron in Canada. Hello, Byron.
Hey. And I agree with you. I think every religion should have a chance to pray whatever they want to pray. Hey, but I've got a problem with the chaplain. When have you made a comment that the Muslims, if they want to pray to Muhammad, that's fine. When have you ever heard a Muslim pray to Muhammad?
Well, for example, in the Navy, there are chaplains who are of the Muslim faith. They call them imams, and I think there's four of them in the Navy on the aircraft carriers, for example. Sometimes they...
Yeah, you're not answering my question. My question is, when have you ever heard him pray to Muhammad?
Oh, did I misspeak? I meant Allah.
Okay, that's... Hey, the other... What I really phoned you about on Alex Jones...
Mm-hmm.
He said there's a book that Hagee's got out. It's called In Defense of Israel. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, we just came up the other night. The topic came up.
Did it come up that he said Jesus isn't the Messiah?
Yes, that came up.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering.
I mean, we've been told that. I went to websites and I see it, but I just want to ask them themselves, and I've invited people, including Mr. Hagee from the church, to come on the program. So we'll wait till we hear back from them, okay?
Yeah. Don't you think maybe it's time, instead of sending missionaries all around the world, that maybe we ought to start right here in the United States?
I guess I have no objection here. Do you have any objection, Chaplain?
No, sir. I think we need missionaries everywhere. In fact, I consider myself, now that I've been discharged from the Navy, as one of the great missionaries, perhaps, to America. I'm trying to rally the church to repentance. Try visiting 70 cities in 70 weeks around America leading up to the November 2008 elections, traveling with Dr. Ellen Keyes, who's running for president, Dr. Rick Scarborough.
Yeah, you got him. He took a heck of a shellacking on my program, though.
Well, I endorse
that. That's because
Dr.
of his pro-Zionism and so forth. You know, he got off the beaten path. But he was here. We had him on, and we'll have him again. And we'll have others on as well. I mean, we don't prohibit them. But I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead, Chaplain.
Oh, yes, sir. No, that's outstanding. But we need more missionaries everywhere. I think we need people who will stand up for Jesus Christ. And especially some of those listeners out there, if anyone's willing to help me, by calling the Pennsylvania legislatures. By now, your people might have their pens ready and their pen and paper. We can write down some phone numbers and ask them to stand up for Jesus. Let chaplains pray in Jesus' name on the floor of the Pennsylvania Senate.
All righty.
The first person people might call is Lieutenant Governor Catherine Knoll. Just remember, Governor Knoll, K-N-O-L-L. And her phone number is 717-787-3300. Write these down. Call tomorrow during duty hours. But again, it's 717-787-3300. The next person you might call is Senator Pileggi, P-E-I-L-E-G-G-I. And just ask him to let chaplains pray in Jesus' name on the floor of the Pennsylvania Senate. Senator Pileggi's number is 717-787-4712. Again, the last four is 4712. All these numbers have the same area code, 717, the same prefix, 787, but the last four is different for each senator.
Right, sure.
4712 is for Senator Pileggi. And then two more quickly, Senator Scarnati, S-C-A-R-N-A-T-I, and Senator Scarnati's last four are 7084. Again, that's 7084 for Senator Scarnati. And then the last one is Senator Mello, kind of like Mello Yellow. But his last four are 6481.
Right.
You can reach him at 717-787-6481 for Senator Mello. Those are the four people under fire by Americans United, and they need encouragement to find a backbone and defend prayers in Jesus' name.
Absolutely. Defend the freedom. And that's the issue, I think, is the freedom that we have from him up above. Byron, are you still there?
Yeah. Hey, can I just ask you one more quick thing?
Surely, Byron. We'll give you that.
Okay, thank you. Hey, I want to ask you know, tell me what's happening to Christianity in the United States. When you got, as I said, Hagee, I heard the clip on it, and it sounded like he did deny that Jesus was the Messiah. You got Pat Robertson endorsing
Giuliani
that he's pro-abortion. He's an adulteress. He had his buddy Carrick that was, you know, a criminal that was indicted. I think today, I believe he got indicted. I think according on the drudge, I seen he was indicted. And Robertson comes out and throws his support behind. What is happening to Christianity in the United States?
Well, I don't know, but, you know, I'll answer that, and then I'll let the chaplain answer it. I don't think they're representative of Christianity, to be honest with you. And I think that that's the problem. And when the world sees Christians getting heavily involved in partisan politics and involved in, you know, these campaigns that don't make any sense, I think they get discouraged. And that's what turns a lot of people off on Christianity, unfortunately. I think they do more harm than good. Now, that's my opinion, but I'll let the chaplain give you...
I just want to interject something here. You know, Hagee, he says Muslims and Christians don't pray to the same God, and, you know, I think he was right. I'll get off the phone. Thank
All right.
you very
okay,
much.
Okay, Byron. Did you want to answer that? What has happened to Christianity in America today, or
yes,
true
sir.
Christianity, chaplain?
Yes, sir. I kind of agree with his last comment. You know, I pray to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but his name is Jesus Christ. You know, God did become flesh. God became a man, and God took human form in the name of Jesus. He was crucified and raised from the dead. Mm-hmm. And when I pray to the same God as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob prayed to, I pray to Jesus Christ. Unfortunately, you know, the Muslims and even the liberal Jews, they acknowledge by their own confession they do not pray to Jesus Christ.
Well, what about the conservative Jews? Do they pray to Jesus?
Well, no, and so there's a concern there.
Well, it should be, right. Now, what about the, for sake of argument, the idea that the whole concept of prayer to these particular beings, if you will, have become neutered by people like Hagee, who are making the statement to the effect, if we're all correct here, that Jesus is not the Messiah. Do you believe he's the Messiah? I know you do.
Well, absolutely. And I think,
I believe he's the Messiah, but what is it with Hagee? What's going on with these people, man?
Well, he's trying to walk both sides of the issue. He's trying to be friends with the conservative Orthodox Jews, and we should love our Jewish brothers.
Yeah, but you can't walk both sides when it comes to Jesus, can you?
Well, you're right. He's trying to tell them, I think, wrongly, he's trying to tell them they can go to heaven without Jesus, but I don't think that's possible. Jesus himself said in John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through Jesus Christ.
By the way, I should mention at this point, and I'm not picking on him at all, but it is true, and this we do know from his pronouncements in the meeting they had this past summer, the conference in Washington, Christians United for Israel. Did you hear what he said? That he would not pray in the name of, you guessed it, Jesus, because he didn't want to offend. Now, that was John Hagee saying that.
Well, that's a sign that he has now been converted. Anytime he's pressured into watering down his own prayers, they have converted him, and he's, you know, essentially Jewish in his prayers.
And that's the problem, yes. If you want to, we'll have you continue to stay with us till the end of the hour.
Yes, sir.
Can you stay, Chaplain? Now, let me ask you about this ENDI. We'll invite more callers, by the way, at 800-313-9443. This ENDI bill that just passed the House, it wasn't that big a margin, really, was it?
Well, the sad news is that 35 Republicans switched sides and voted for homosexual rights. You know, we have 25 good conservative Democrats who voted sort of, you know, in favor of Christian faith or in favor of Judeo-Christian values by voting against homosexual rights. But whenever you get more liberal Republicans defecting than you get conservative Democrats, you know, taking a stand, that's a bad sign. I think our country is moving in the wrong direction, and so that's why it did pass the House. Now, you know, unfortunately, I think there are going to be quotas. You know, they're going to be, you're going to have to hire a certain number of homosexuals in your office, and you're going to have to let Bruce wear his lipstick and stilettos into the office, and if you don't meet those quotas, then you're going to be the subject of a lawsuit, and it's going to send a lot of these Christian business owners out into bankruptcy.
Well, that's 15 or more employees, I believe, right?
Well,
any business. So if you have,
they're trying to go
business
after the big corporations, but once you start that engine going, it's eventually going to filter to the small companies.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. They're starting right from the 15, which is a small business, and what small business needs to have that litigation up against him or her now? I mean, again, it adds another burden. And as you pointed out, it's going to the Senate. George Bush, president, has claimed that he will veto the bill. But it's interesting to note, I don't know if you caught this, Chaplain, but they tried to sneak in a gender as well, having to do with gender identity, GI. And that was taken out because that was a bit much, even for some of the most sanguine of pro-homosexual congresspeople. If I may use that term. Barney Frank himself said he bemoaned the fact that that was not included, discrimination against gender identity and, you know, cross-dressers and so forth. But he said, you know, hey, he says, I'd like to be able to eat more and not gain weight, but I realize I can't do that. And he's pretty heavy, too. So, you see, that's the whole point, is they get the camel's nose under the tent. And then from there, you know what happens to the tent, right?
Well, they got, in this case, they got the entire camel into the tent except for the
yes.
tail. They left the tail outside. So we need people to call the president at 202-456-1111 tomorrow during the comment line and ask the president to veto this pro-homosexual ENDA bill, which is really just going to discriminate against Christians by imposing gay quotas. You have to hire a certain number of gays to stay in business. Please ask President Bush to veto this bad bill, ENDA, Employment Non-Discrimination Act, at 202-456-1111.
And you might as well keep calling the Senate anyway. Don't let them off the hook while that goes through the Senate, I believe. So that's important to do as well.
All right,
let's see if we can once again take a quick break, and we'll come right back. 800-313-9443. And if you have a quick comment or question, do it now or hold your peace. For Chaplain Klingenschmidt, I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, sounding that alarm. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perculite filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, radio, free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back now with the chaplain. And, chaplain, I have a question for you from people off the air that are, well, they want to know if they could invite you, I guess, to their particular state to offer a prayer to their council or their legislature. How can they go about doing that?
Yes, sir. I would welcome any kind of invitation. I want to pray in all 50 states around America, especially in the floor of legislature, but I also want to come and speak at your church. So you can call me on my cell phone. Can I give that out on
the air? Surely, of course.
All right, my cell phone is 719-360-5132. That's the easiest way to get a hold of me, 719-360-5132. I will come to your church. I just require a sofa to sleep on, and if you can help with my travel expenses, that would be great.
Okay.
But I would love to come even to Rhode Island.
Yes. Well, Rhode Island needs a lot of help. You know, we were founded by Roger Williams, as you know. And Roger Williams is turned over now in his grave many times because the cradle of liberty here has been turned upside down. You know, they started with the banning or repealing of the prohibition on sodomy years ago. And then the homosexual lobby said, that's all we want. And then a couple of years later, they came back and said, well, we really don't want just that, but it's only fair that we take away discrimination against homosexuals and in employment and so forth. After all, when you identify yourself as a homosexual, you have to work. You have to be able to have a job, you know. And they said, and that's all we wanted. And the legislature consented. And then they come back for the past 7 years now. They've been trying to get a, quote, gay marriage bill through the legislature. After all they said they would not do, that's what they've done. So you see, they're not going to settle for anything less than total and complete, a total and complete takeover of all of the institutions that were ordained by God, the family, marriage, and so forth, and then they reversed all of that. Don't you think that's what it's all about, Chaplain?
Well, I think we as the Church of Jesus Christ should not be satisfied either until we take over. You know, if they can legislate their values, you talk about legislating immorality.
Yes.
I think it's our duty to legislate, you know, the things that we stand for.
Now, where are you from now these days? In Florida, right?
No, I travel from Virginia Beach.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
But people can also contact me easily through my website, PrayInJesusName.org.
Right. Because if people would like to get you, say, in our states, then we could discuss. I guess people could call, contact the website or your cell phone, and then see what would it cost. It depends on where the state is, I imagine, right, to get you to come and have a roof over your head and pay for your expenses. Would it be a lot of money or just a nominal fee?
I don't require any speaking fees whatsoever. If churches can help me take up a love offering, then I can probably pay my electric bill but when I get back home.
Yeah.
But I will come at no other expense, and I would love, what's the cost of a plane ticket these days? I know it's going up, but if the churches want to prepay my plane ticket, then I'll be there.
You did give up your pension, or you lost your pension in the military, didn't you?
Well, I not only lost $1 million pension for praying in Jesus' name, but I lost a $70,000 a year job, and it looks like this year, after speaking in over 12 states, over 50 times, many different churches, I might earn a grand total of $14,000 for year. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have to, witnessing for Jesus is not a very profitable thing in this earth's understanding of it, is it, huh?
No, but the spiritual rewards are far greater. I see standing room only everywhere I go, and I see people coming to Jesus, and their souls are worth more to God, and they should be worth more to me than everything else I've lost for serving Him.
You know, that's the mark of a real special person, I believe, in the eyes of the Lord, and we are very grateful for all you've done, Chaplain. So anything we can do to help, we will, and we'll see what we can do for you, okay?
Yes, sir. God bless you. Visit our website, PrayInJesusName.org.
Amen. Thank you again, now. Bye-bye now. Good night. All right. Well, we'll be back, hour number two, and if you have any other questions, his phone number, we'll give it to you again, but we have other issues that we got to get to as well tonight. Stay tuned for hour number two. I'm Rick Adams. With